Meow, meow.
Meow, meow.
Meow, meow.
Okay, meows have it.
Sam has lost her mind. Hi, girly.
Hey, over there.
Fresh from our friends down under.
Yes.
Ooh, I have so many friends down under.
I bet you do. You
I love to go.
I like my friends down under.
I love to go down under and visit them.
How is Australia, Samantha?
I friggin' love it there.
Yeah.
Everyone is so nice. The weather is so nice. And everything is perfect. And I move tomorrow, except they have one thing that I will never accept and will stop me from moving.
What's that?
These spiders are such life-threatening things.
Like what? Like wild spiders out in the wild?
So all the kinds of wild spiders. But it's like depending on where you are in Australia is the kind of spider threat you will have. It's not like, oh, here you're safe. No, it's just a different kind. Okay, so I'm going to try to bridge this story. We went to a far northern part of it,
okay,
to Cape Tribulation, and it's this giant beach, and you have to drive like 2 hours without seeing anything. It's just in woods to get there. So I had to pee, and there were these little stops with little huts for bathrooms. So we pull over in this dirt road, and I'm walking up, and I see like these cobweb things all over like the side railings.
Yeah, those are spider webs.
Those are spider webs. Yeah. They're cobwebs.
Yeah.
And I look up and to my right, and while I'm doing this, I'm going to pull up a picture to show you guys. But I look up, and there's a spider there that's torso is the size of my palm.
Nope.
And then you add the legs.
Nope.
And it was not alone. I'm looking around at all these other, and it's a hut with rails, and it's in the middle of the jungle, and I have to pee, and I look at I look at my boyfriend, and I'm nervous and on the verge of crying because I'm like, I can't pee. I don't see myself being able to come close to that door to open it
bathroom. I was like, is he in the stall with you? Why are you looking at him?
No, we were walking.
Okay.
Because I just like the emotional support when I had to pee. I was so petrified, and eventually, you know, I went because I had to pee. There was just no way I couldn't.
Oh, yeah.
But this is, okay, so this is the one that was close enough to get a picture of.
Nope.
There were bigger ones that I couldn't, that were not as close. And they were all different. It wasn't like they were all black and yellow and gray. They were different kinds. And I'm just, I was so scared. I'm looking at the toilet ready to cry because I have to pee. What am I going to do? But like, I'm afraid there's a spider in somewhere in the toilet.
Are they going to, can they kill you? Do they bite?
I didn't look up this one yet. This is actually a great reminder. Yes to the biting. Ugh. You could see the teeth. Like I went, you could see where they would try and suck your life.
So wouldn't you just rather pee on the ground next to the car?
I was afraid. Yeah. Everything had brush around it.
Oh.
Even where we parked. So suddenly I'm just afraid of Australia. Suddenly I'm like, I need to leave.
A little spider crawled up your bum hole and then started a family in your colon.
It probably did.
Kathleen, I will not sleep, and I will come over and I'll make you bake me something.
This is a great idea for a children's book.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Agnes and the Anus Spiders.
That's also a good band name.
It's true. Agnes and the Anus Spiders. I love this.
They do covers of Hole. Mm,
they're very good friends with Josie and the Pussycats.
They are.
I couldn't deal with it. And then when I went back to Sydney, the city area, which is very far, like I had to take a flight to get back there. And I showed my friends who live there. They said, oh yeah, don't worry, those aren't around here. But they do have one kind is called a burrow spider, I think.
Good.
And it's as petrifying to me because this guy, you can't see with the normal signs. He lives in the ground in a tiny little hole.
Oh, good.
So never be barefoot if you go to Australia is my first tip, because those are venomous enough to kill you. So if you go barefoot in Australia, you might die.
Why do people like it there?
Why do people live here? And then the other one is called a huntsman spider.
Uh-huh.
And if you want, I'm pretty sure this spider from Harry Potter, Aragog, was based off this thing because it's one of those huge fuzzy guys.
Mm-mm.
It's like a tan tarantula.
Mm-mm.
And no one there is afraid of it because it's not poisonous.
Mm-mm.
That's all.
Blacked out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know. I blacked out because I can't take spider talk.
I'm nauseous.
I'm like stirring my tea.
She went to the happy place.
This
I went to my happy place.
To me. I'm purging the horrible experiences on this podcast, and I feel a little bit better, but my stomach is still tingling.
Because some of those spiders have muscles on their legs.
Yes.
Like, if a spider has, I mean, I'm going to kill them all.
Yeah.
They're like my Pokemon.
I mean, essentially.
They kill them all. They kill all the Pokemon, right?
Pokemon, yeah. Kill them all. Murder them all.
Yeah.
Essentially, you'd have to walk around the entire country of Australia with a can of hairspray.
Yeah.
It's horrifying. And anytime you think you see a little creepy crawly, even if it wasn't a spider, like, okay, I don't have arachnophobia. And I'm not trying to make light of that. I know that's a real thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's something you can give yourself. Mm-mm. Like, it's something you have or you don't. My sister has it and cries over the tiniest little thing. I've never been that way. That's putting in perspective how horrifying these spiders were that I was around. Because I almost feel like I have arachnophobia.
The thing to me about spiders is that there are so many legs to keep track of. centipedes are my
bugaboo.
Kryptonite. I'll die. Mm-mm. I've made like cable men who are installing cable kill a centipede. I can handle a dude running at me with two legs. I can handle a dog running at me with four.
That's your limit.
Any more legs, I don't know what the other one, there's too many to keep track of. One can come around from one side into my mouth while the other one's coming at me from the front. You swing around the back of the head, you climb in my mouth, and now you're having babies in my mouth.
Isn't that like a thing? There's shows based off these crazy freakish occurrences with these bugs.
On TLC.
My crazy bug life.
Or like you feel an itching in your head and it's because like a swarm of beetles have taken up space in your brain.
In your amygdala.
I'm salivating and I also want to cry so badly.
You almost died in Australia.
I feel like I almost did and I had no idea half the time.
I don't think you can go apply for the Board of Tourism in Australia anymore. You can't get a job there anymore.
Don't
I'm sorry.
Say that. They haven't read my application yet.
I mean, you did have a great time. You touched koalas and you saw a kangaroo.
Yeah!
And, like, you looked happy when you weren't in utter terror for your life.
Those are my only two expressions there. Either I was filled with joy or completely, like, diarrheal filled.
Many exotic afraid. Things.
So many things.
So do you think that you'll find out in 3 months that you have a disease?
I'm a little paranoid that it's slightly possible. Is that crazy? Should I go for testing?
No. Probably.
What's the gestation period for humans giving birth to spider babies?
Hold on.
Siri.
Hold on. We're going to ask.
Oh my God, you're going to have so much fun naming 10 of your spider baby
children.
What's
the gestation period of a human having spider babies?
I'm like Charlotte. I have a web.
Looking.
Oh.
Here's what I found on the web for what's the gestation period of a human having spider babies.
The horrifying spider is the only one that carries her babies like a human would.
Oh. What does that mean? Does she like put them in a baby Bjorn on her tiny little back?
Oh, look at that. She puts them in a baby Bjorn.
I think that means that your new name is Horrifying Spider. Emphasis on the whore.
Yeah, you slut.
You guys, stop it.
So you went to Australia, Sam. Kathleen, you went to Napa?
I did the tour de California.
Oh, so classic.
I have a lot of family there, so I got to bounce up and down the California coast, which is kind of cool.
Adorable. Your pictures were beautiful.
Thank you. I had a good time.
If you didn't follow Web Girl Kathleen's pictures, do it. Web Girl Kathleen on everything.
Thank you. And also Sam and Radio.
On everything.
I'm going to post the spider, so maybe
you
don't follow me. Maybe don't.
But Bethany, you had kind of a interesting vacation this time around.
I had the best vacation of my entire life.
Why is that?
Ever. Because I did not leave my house once.
Yay! Staycation all again. Staycation all again.
I had all of these groceries because I knew that there was going to be a snowstorm, which there wasn't. And so I like stocked up on, you know, protein powder
sandwiches.
And sandwiches.
Yes. Cheese doodles.
Smart. Cheese doodles.
Wine.
And
what were your
wine.
Food essentials? You don't even know. What were like, okay, you're going grocery shopping.
Yeah.
You have nothing in particular to buy for. What are the things you need?
Greek yogurt,
okay.
A.
Yeah.
2%.
Oh, okay.
Got to get some fat in there. Otherwise, it's like eating nothing at all.
Mm, I did not know that.
Us.
Oh, yeah. You got to eat the 2%.
Did not know that.
I also need coffee, obviously, and creamer for sure. And then I need protein powder and I need oats for my overnight oats.
Yeah.
And some peanut butter and some honey.
This sounds depressingly healthy to me.
What's the line between healthy and depressingly healthy?
Well, you see me putting peanut butter in my overnight oats. What you don't see is me also wandering over to the peanut butter in the middle of the day and eating it from the jar with a spoon.
Yeah. That was my, I got a text from you a couple weeks ago at like 5 a.m. You're like, I didn't bring enough peanut butter. Can I steal some from the jar in your studio? I'm brushing my teeth. I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah, I ate your peanut butter. What about you? What are your things? What's your emergency food? What do you need?
Crumpets. Do you guys know?
It's
like the fancy English muffins.
No, what's the hot dog
buns? No, it's a crumpet. It's not a hot dog bun. It looks like an English muffin, but the holes are more holier.
Oh.
Do you know? It's like this English muffin.
Does like Pillsbury make
like
them?
A more English muffin? No, and there's
sort of
like.
Wait, did you just say Pillsbury?
I might have. Sorry, guys. Jet lag's a bitch.
Okay. Continue.
I'm going to tweet out a picture of these things. They're very popular in England and not so popular here, but it looks like an English muffin. So, you know, there's two sides to it, except you know how the nooks and crannies are kind of soft and doughy in an English muffin?
Yeah.
This is more if an English muffin had skin and pores. So the holes and nipples.
Horrifying.
The holes are more pronounced. No, because then you toast them and you put butter on them, and it's essentially like tiny little pools of butter.
It sounds like scoops
in the
Tostitos, but for English muffins.
I love. Where does one buy crumpets?
At Trader Joe's.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, or ShopRite, your local grocery store usually has them. I'm going to tweet out a picture of them because your English muffin game will be upped infinitely.
Oh, my goodness.
You eat a crumpet.
It's only a word I've made fun of up until this point.
Yeah.
Like Googled it.
Because it's what the queen eats with tea and her corgis.
And if it's good enough for the queen, it's good enough for me.
You do say that a lot.
I'll eat whatever the corgis eat. Yeah. If it's good enough for the queen's corgis. It's good enough for me.
What's corgi butts?
They're the cutest.
Corgi butts.
The butts are so close to the ground.
Two little marshmallows out for it.
I hate to watch them go, but I love to watch them leave. Sam, what's your go-to food? Quick, Blizzard, get food.
Velveeta mac and cheese.
There you go.
That's
yeah, cheese.
But so what we wanted to talk about today is the perfect staycation. Because it was amazing. I'm not exaggerating when I said I did not open my front door once.
Wow.
Like, not even the front door to my building. My front door. I didn't open it. I lived in my apartment without leaving for 6 days straight. It was incredible because when you have decided that you cannot leave the house, you don't have any of this guilt of, I should go to a museum on my vacation, or I should go walk more. It's a beautiful day. That. It's a beautiful day to stay in your house.
It's a beautiful day to stay.
Yeah. So it was incredible. I'm not going to tell you what I did because it's part of my list. I wanted to know,
okay,
what are your lists of things that you need for a proper staycation as we are heading into summer and vacations can be expensive and a lot of people are going to stay at home.
Yeah. And as we've learned, I've never done a staycation intentionally. I've had ones where I just don't have the funds to do anything.
Yeah, yeah.
So I chill at home. And those put you in a different mindset than choosing to take a staycation.
That's the thing.
So you were like, this is amazing. I'm like, holy crap, gotta try this.
You prepare mentally for it. And then it takes away all the guilt of, I'm not leaving my house. Or if you want to leave your house, you can, but you don't have to.
Right. I love this.
Okay. Should I tell you what my staycation
is?
Yes.
I'm very curious.
Okay. It changed my life.
Okay.
So first of all, I decided that I wanted to indulge in the things that I already had that I wasn't using. So one of those things is a turntable. Like, I have a turntable.
Girl, you fancy.
I'm so fancy. And I just got great speakers for it. PC
awesome.
Richard and Son, shout out. And so I bought new albums in preparation for staycation. I bought Amy Winehouse's Back to Black. Had it on and I just listened to it.
Wow.
I didn't do anything
else. You can't skip.
Nope. You can't, and you can't rewind.
Nope.
Can you turn the record and go?
If you want to f your record up. But yes, you can.
It's a very one-way commitment.
Sorry, I had to ask.
Yes, you can. I bought a lot of books. So I bought Neil Gaiman's Norse Mythologies, which is a new book out, and it's amazing. I bought a bunch of, who's the woman who you've been telling me to write, who wrote The Handmaid's Tale?
Margaret Atwood.
Yes, I couldn't find that book, but I bought two others by her.
Okay.
And then I also went into my back catalog of Vogue magazines.
Your Bible.
And I realized how much I love that magazine.
Very well written.
It is well written, and it's also, it profiles so many people who are doing what they love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More than even fashion, it's like, this person's a writer, and this person is an up-and-coming DJ, and this person is a designer. And you get you get like so excited and reinvigorated with like what you want to do by reading what these other people are doing. And they're all so unique.
Yeah.
Like I read a profile on the woman who did Solange Knowles hair for her most recent visual album.
How solid is Solange Knowles Ziz hair.
It's and she's done Zoe Kravitz's hair too.
Wow.
Okay. Where when Zoe Kravitz had the blonde low ballerina bun, she did that. She puts like shells and stuff and this beautiful texture.
She's a hair artist.
Yeah, and like I just read, I knew nothing about her. I read about her, so that was like amazing. And then I wrote in my journal and felt a lot of feelings. And then I have this one pair. This was the most important part. Of very ridiculous pajamas.
Nice.
They
do tell.
Are blue silk satin.
Okay.
Okay.
Paint me the picture.
Okay. Two piece, top and bottom. Mm-hmm. The top, blue silk satin, 3/4 length, loose sleeves.
Cute.
The last quarter of the sleeve is white lace.
What?
Okay. Like a fancy fop would wear under
Seriously.
A coat.
Seriously.
Okay.
Good enough for the queen.
Exactly good enough for me. The pants are loose fitting. Blue silk satin, stop mid-calf, the rest
boy.
Of the leg.
What the hell?
Lace.
Ye olden jammies.
Yeah, they were given to me by a girl I used to be friends with, and I kept them. And then over them, I wore a kimono. Because you have to have,
Naturally.
If a lady needs anything, a lady needs a selection of kimonos to answer the door to when the cops come.
Yep.
So I wore that one day and just felt amazing.
Wow. What a cute, comforting power outfit.
It was just... Being ridiculous and indulgent and like eating an entire quart of Halo Top ice cream. And even though it's like 240 calories,
Wait,
who cares?
Is this your life or is this the beginning of a Nancy Meyers movie?
Right? Can you explain the lighting?
Power Hour. What's it called? Power Hour? Not Power Hour.
Magic Hour. Yeah. I also like Power Hour.
There was a snowstorm. You guys, I cannot put into words how rejuvenating this experience was. And this is why I'm saying you need to take a deliberate staycation.
Love it. Okay.
You have to do it. And you cannot have any guilt about, I'm not doing anything.
No.
Exactly.
That congratulations.
Yeah. Because 1 week out of your life is nothing.
Yeah.
So you might as well rejuvenate yourself. You're not wasting time.
Yeah.
Or even if you just have a long weekend.
Yes.
That can, when you're staying home, that can also almost feel like a whole week.
That's true. Yeah. If you just have a long weekend, if you
Friday
know,
to Monday.
Whatever. Yep. If you have kids and your husband or wife, I'm like, take the kids for a weekend. I'm going to a hotel and I'm not leaving it.
I love that.
It's wonderful. So those are my things. Those are the things I needed for this staycation. And you know, port wine doesn't help or it doesn't hurt. It's very
damn
good.
Girl, you got a strong constitution.
I love
help,
port wine.
It doesn't hurt. I'm going to consider that a Freudian slip.
You
that.
Know. So those are my things.
Okay. Portugal.
Okay, what do you guys, what are your ideal staycations? Planet.
What would I have in my staycation? Mm-hmm. Okay, I would need moisturizer. But not regular moisturizer. I use like this solid gravity does nothing to me Eucerin in a tub moisturizer that they sell in bulk to nursing homes.
Yep. That's for like $13 a tub.
It's a bargain.
It is.
At that. Everyone's-
also likely in the little room at the sperm bank where they do their collection
Probably.
Samples.
Well, it's odorless, so that just makes good sense.
Mm-hmm. Dude, if you got a tub of La Mer... It'd be like $5,000.
Oh my
God. It's like $13 for this Eucerin.
This one's like $8, so it's far more affordable.
It's like rich kids of Instagram. They're like, let me just take a dive into my tub of La Mer.
Oh my God. We just added something to my bucket list. I want to swim in an entire pool of moisturizer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I will come out a reborn. Okay, so that's one thing. Other thing is, every day will be self-care Sunday, so I will do a different mask every day.
Oh yeah.
Not saying that's a good idea, because you can overmask, and that'll make you break out as well, but it's my vacation, and I'll break out if I want to.
Yeah, true.
That'll be that.
Just don't have a party.
Yeah. A party. No, it's a party, it's a tub of ice cream, that's it. What else would I need? I'd need a book. I don't know what book, but I need a book.
The dictionary?
the dictionary. It would be a good time to brush up on
words. All of them, literally.
Why not?
Actually, that sounds like fun.
All of the words.
Why not? What else would I really need? Oh, I would need my guitar, and I put that in quotes, because I used to know 4 songs in college because my boyfriend at the time was a musician.
Was a douchebag?
And he's one now.
Did he play you Savage Garden?
He did write a song for me
I'll
one
be
night. You're the harmonizer too?
At the top of the third.
I'm always the harmonizer. God, this is why the band broke up.
This is why you have to have a staycation, because you can harmonize any way you want to. Damn it.
I can't. I tap out. That's all I need. And I also need an extra $300 because I would pay my roommate to go stay in a hotel for those couple of days. Because I feel like an ideal staycation is party for one.
Yeah, definitely. I am hashtag blessed that I live alone.
Yeah.
So I could do it. I realize that this is not always an option, but if the opportunity presents itself, grab it by the
You grab it by the horns and you stay alone.
What about you, Kat?
That's what I said.
I need some fabulous food because when I'm alone on my staycations at home, usually for long weekends, I like to make something in my Le Creuset.
Oh, yes, your Le Creuset. What color is your Le Creuset?
My Le Creuset is Caribbean blue.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the factory color. That's the name that they call it in the store. Because I just like saying the word Le Creuset.
Le Creuset.
And then I like texting my friends that I made something fabulous in my Le Creuset.
And then they all group text without Kathleen. She's staycating. Yeah, I'm going to check in on her this time.
I usually make a roast chicken.
Ooh,
the whole bird.
Delightful.
With herbs de Provence.
Oh, yeah.
I need silence because I do a lot of talking to myself.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of singing and goofy voices. Yeah. Like, I'm making a Mexican salad. It's gonna be delicious. A lot of that goes on.
Your songs are so uplifting to you.
Yeah.
You're always like rah-rah Kathleen.
I love singing.
She reminds me of Amanda Sings.
Like, I'm going to sit on this couch and watch a bad movie.
She stomps the cane 3 times.
And I do a lot of talking to myself like that. Yeah. And you're having a good time by yourself.
Your neighbors must think you're insane.
They really do think I'm insane.
They're like, all 7 of those people need to calm down in that apartment.
And I love to wear my grungiest sweatpants.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Like the ones that you pull all the way over your nip-nips and they like tie underneath your neck.
Yeah, from the late 90s. That fit perfectly, finally.
Oh, yeah.
And I wear them with my highest heels.
Oh, yes. Good.
See, just like to get some heel practicing in to like do a little break in.
No, slippers are barefoot.
No way. You put your socks on and then you wear your high heels so you can break them in when you walk around your apartment.
Yeah.
With your sweatpants. And while I'm wearing this really lovely outfit, I like to sort laundry.
Yes.
And you do the sniff test. You pick it up
the
off
clean
the floor.
Or dirty.
And you sniff it. Is it clean or is it dirty?
Yeah. What do you do the questionable pile?
I usually wash it.
Okay, I just Febreze it.
Yeah.
So it's 3 piles.
Ooh,
clean, dirty,
Febrozen.
Yeah. But That's the intersection of the Venn diagram.
Which ends up being the cleanest at the end of the day of the 3 piles.
I used to Febreze stuff a lot in high school. And once this boy came to pick me up for a date and I made him wait outside in the car because I was like, I'm sorry, the Febreze is drying. Like, just give me a minute. I'll be out in a minute.
She takes out the bottle head and like holy waters her apartment.
There's a lot of sexy dancing.
Yes.
And like going back to my cheerleader days in high school where I like try to remember my cheers and I like end up breaking something off the wall, like a picture frame falls because my arm hits it or something.
Perfect.
It's a casualty of a staycation.
Yeah. A lot of cleaning.
Yeah. There's something therapeutic about it.
Talking to yourself.
You did so much cleaning.
I did. I got rid of a lot of clothes. I have put on some weight because of some health issues. And so in the process of like taking it back off again, there's a lot of clothes that I don't fit into right now. And so I went through my closet. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try everything on, and whatever doesn't fit, if it doesn't spark joy, I'm going to get rid of it. I'm either going to sell it or I'm going to donate it. And then the stuff that sparks joy, I'm going to keep it, knowing that I will eventually fit back into it again.
Yeah.
But I'm going to hide it from myself so I don't see it all the time. And so my closet is just like a lot more manageable now.
And doesn't that feel good?
It really does.
Okay. See, that's what I was doing for not because I was staycating, but because a few weeks ago, I don't know how many episodes ago, I was like, cleanse. And you guys were like, no. And now Bethany's doing it too.
Yeah.
She drank the Kool-Aid. Kathleen.
I'm gonna clean my closet. Yes! It's gonna be so clean.
Oh, you have to update your vision board too. That's also what I did. Ooh. On my staycation.
See, I've never done these things. Seem so. I've heard of them.
Yeah,
and I know what they are now. I didn't know as you know up until a few months ago. And it just sounds like such an intimidating undertaking. Do you want to explain to people what a vision board is?
Yeah. So Oprah told me about it back in the 2000s.
Save Your Magazines.
Yeah, Save Your Magazines, ladies. So what it is you it can take any format you want, but I have like a tag board, a bulletin board.
Yeah,
what are they?
Like cork
a
board.
Cork board. Thank you. And I have certain goals in my life, and so I'll go through magazines and I'll either look for a picture of that goal or I'll find cool paper and I'll write it down.
Yeah.
And then I will just sort of arrange it on the board in a pretty way that looks good to me. I know some other people do it like feng shui, so like the power is in one spot and like whatever, relationships.
Ooh, that's fancy.
It's gonna be a big corner.
Pretty fancy. But you just sort of arrange it however you want and you put it in a place where you see it every day. Mm-hmm. And the theory is that by like seeing it every day, you're sort of putting it out, putting that thought out into the universe every day consistently.
Yeah.
And so thought creates form, thought creates things. So if you're doing your part every day and it's always coming to top of mind that this is a goal you have, in theory, the universe is also working behind the scenes to also make it happen. And it sounds sort of hoo-hoo and whatever.
I love that.
But I was taking things off of my vision board that no longer served me. And one of the things was a picture of a runway show. And I had written, I want to sit front row at a runway show. And this year on Valentine's Day, I randomly got seated in the front row at a runway show.
Hey, man.
Yeah,
so
girl.
I was like, holy crap, this
you
happened.
Forgot.
Yeah.
What a nice little gift to you.
So I was like, this is a thing that's important to me to keep doing. Because it at least keeps you motivated, even if you don't believe in the whole universe part of it.
Yeah.
It just reminds you every day, this is what I'm shooting for.
Wow. Yeah.
It's hard to stay motivated no matter what your goals are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to be, to hold yourself accountable to no one other than yourself.
Yeah.
You know? So there's no shame, there's no embarrassment. It's just a daily reminder, look yourself in the mirror, and you know, what was important to you yesterday maybe is still important to you today. Don't get lazy. Don't get complacent.
Yeah. You know, sort of an easy way to do this online if you don't have magazines at home or you don't have the time to cut things out, Pinterest.
Do a Pinterest vision board.
What? You can make secret boards on Pinterest. Sam still doesn't know what Pinterest is. And
what?
My insides are crying.
Sam was in 2003.
I know. You can make secret Pinterest boards.
Nice buns, by the way.
Thank you.
You bitch.
I love them. I love them so dearly.
I'm pretty sure right now, you guys, if they were casting for extras in a 90s show, you two would both be shoeing.
Could I be on the Cosby Show with these leggings? I
Hell
feel like
yeah.
the sister dance.
And your Doc Martens, and Bethany's wearing two little cute little pigtail space buns with a half up, half down.
Yeah.
Sam, I don't think you want to be on the Cosby Show.
A floral frock.
Well, not now, but if we're casting back
in the
then,
day.
I would have been so thrilled.
By the way, this is a nightgown.
No, it isn't.
Right? This is a nightgown from the same friend who gave me the old pajamas.
Whoa. She was a good friend who gave you some cute clothes.
She had a fashion blog.
Maybe not such a good friend.
Did you like, it's a nightgown. Were you like, oh, I'm going to wear this as a dress? Or did you wake up this morning and say, I feel super fabulous?
Can I tell you what?
Yes, you can. Tell me what.
You're not friends with her anymore, right?
No.
Okay.
Why, Kathleen?
No. I was just saying, like, because Bethany before was like, it was a great nightgown. And she didn't say, it was a great friend.
It was a friendship that served me in that moment.
Mm. Okay.
You took her off your vision board.
And I wish her well.
And I'm keeping the nightgown.
She had great style.
Yeah.
So on my vision board is this picture of this Alexander McQueen outfit I'll never be able to afford.
Aww.
But I was like, this is the style I want for the rest of my
Don't
life.
Don't say that.
And so I reenacted it today.
Bethany, you got really close.
With a leather vest from Forever 21 and this nightgown that I found in my thing.
Wait a minute, Lord, did you look up the price or do you just know Alexander McQueen and are just crazy expensive?
There's no way I can afford Alexander McQueen.
Right?
I don't know, Neiman off the rack? Outlet store?
Maybe.
Don't take that out of your vision board. Figuratively,
okay,
you know what
that's
I mean?
A good point.
Don't say that.
But I mean, you know, Alexander McQueen is like thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah,
that's right.
But maybe you will.
But you know.
I don't know.
But
I'm
one
just
day.
Pushing good. All of you people listening will one day be able to afford an Alexander McQueen dress.
I know we're talking about Alexander McQueen and La Mer and Le Creuset, but I shop at Forever 21.
Yeah.
And
hell
I get,
yeah.
Yeah. And... you know, we use Eucerin.
These leggings are Eucerin.
There's this big Forever 21 right in the middle of Times Square. And I know anybody who's from New York goes, ugh, Times Square.
But it's four levels.
No. And it's open 24 hours.
It is. No. If you're drunk, I've been drunk shopping at that four level Forever 21 so many times.
Hell yeah.
That's just four different floors of anxiety to me.
They have a fitness section.
There's so much stuff.
Yeah.
It's the same reason I suck when I go to Marshall's or TJ Maxx, because there's so many options. I'm just like, this is going to be great. And I'm like, racks on racks on racks on racks on racks.
Patience, my child.
Yeah. I don't know what to do.
Or you just go in with a thing you need. Like, I need, today I need, you know, a beaded choker.
Yeah. Okay.
You know,
I need a map.
The best time to go to those discount stores is, okay, so summer's coming up. So probably February would have been the best time to go to Forever 21 if it's open 24 hours in your neighborhood at 7 in the morning at the end of February to get the best summer stuff.
Is that when you were like, I'm sick at work, you were actually at Forever 21?
Yes. Yes, I was.
7 in the morning?
These sales are making me ill.
And now the return policy is even better than it was before.
What is it now?
Well, before there was no return policy.
Yeah. Now you can return.
It was like
and now
store
there
credit.
Is one.
Yeah.
Store credit and they slap you in the face.
Wait, Forever 21 lets you, they give you your money back?
Yes, they do.
Oh, that changes things.
Do you know why I think that is?
Why?
Because their quality is better now.
Yes.
Their quality has gone up, I've noticed. And I think that now they can more afford to take returns.
Yeah.
I like that.
Like, I have things that from Forever 21 years ago that when I washed them, they dissolved.
Yeah.
And now, like, they can stand a washing.
So. They can stand to be washed.
I bought a shirt from there once a few years ago that I tried on in the store and I really liked. And then I got it home and I realized it smelled like fish. And I had to soak it for 2 weeks.
In vinegar?
In just like a detergent to get the smell to go away.
What the hell?
And it was a very thin fabric. Like, where was that smell clinging onto?
Held on.
God. Mm-hmm. Also have men's clothes too, by the way.
Yeah.
Just a small reminder.
They
not
do.
All men know that they can too forever be 21 years old.
Oh yeah, you can be forever 21 even as a bro.
And children.
Fabulous.
Mm-hmm. They have baby stuff.
I like this.
They have stuff for the curvy lady. They have stuff for the child lady.
What did we talk about today, guys?
I don't know. You are so tired. I can tell you're not even here.
What are we recording our podcast?
Nope. Nope, we're not.
Perfect.
Sam's this is all a dream.
Kathleen, Sam's doing this thing where she looks at you, but through you.
No.
Yeah.
Am I really?
Honey, you're not even looking. Your eyes are moving. Have you guys ever watched a scene in a movie where two people are very close to each other, like about to kiss or something, and they're mm-hmm. talking to each other, and you notice one person is going back and forth to look at both eyes? You notice this, right? Like, they're like looking at both eyes because
yes.
they don't know which eye to look at.
Yeah.
Sam's sort of doing that now with her eyes, just like they're kind of moving around in her head.
Good.
By the way, acting tip, choose an eye.
Pick
one eye. Otherwise, you look shifty.
Well, jeez. All right. Well, I can't help this.
Sometimes you like to look shifty.
Like
you're in a dark alley.
About to kiss someone in a dark alley.
With all of your new Forever 21 clothes.
Maybe they'll walk away if you scare them with your shifty eyes.
Have you ever done this? It's a reality. You're a lady. We're ladies. And sometimes when you're walking home.
We're ladies.
When it's late at night and it's dark,
yeah.
I will walk down the middle of the street. Granted, there's not a lot of traffic. And I'll just walk in zigzags. Like there's a sharpshooter trying to shoot me.
Don't try and take that one serpentining. She's
but
broken.
But Catherine, you also... I just called you Catherine. Oh,
everyone here is suffering.
But Kathleen, then you also look drunk and then you might get attacked because you're
no
an
way.
Easy prey.
No way. You walk in zigzags and then people know, A, you're crazy. Like, stay the F away.
That's
and
true.
B, that sharpshooter's never going to get you.
Sometimes,
never going to get you.
Sometimes I just turn around even if I don't know there's someone behind me and I just turn around with the... face. And most of the time there's no one there, but every once in a while there's like a person lurking too close, and I want you to know that I am not to be truffled with.
Do you guys know who Guy Branum is?
No.
He's this incredibly funny comic. He was on the My Favorite Murder podcast, which I love, and he's so funny. But in that episode that he was on, he talks about how frightening it is for women to walk home, and he is a gay man.
Uh-huh.
And so he says, and he knows other gay men who do this, that if he can tell a woman in front of him is afraid of him, because he's very tall, he'll on purpose find a reason to speak.
And he'll be like, I try to inject gay voice. So she knows that I'm not this like, oh, honey, you're fine.
Yeah.
You guys need to follow. Guy Branum is amazing.
I think
he has a new show out called Talk Show, The Game Show. He's amazing.
Okay, talking to strangers can either go really well or really poorly.
Oh, yes.
When I was in San Francisco last week, I was sitting in a beer garden waiting for my husband to get there. And there weren't a lot of seats and people were kind of squeezing in. And these two guys come up and they're like, hey, like, can we sit here? And I said, okay, yeah, I just need one seat. My husband is coming. And one guy tries to make a joke and he says, don't worry, that guy doesn't bite. And I said to them, that's okay. Some people are into that kind of stuff.
Did your voice drop an octave?
They looked at me and they were like, well, we're not.
Bro.
Well, I'm from New York and you need a sense of humor.
I so wanted to get up and be like, well, go f*** yourself. But I didn't, because I wanted the seat.
But instead you asked how their Chardonnay was.
Yeah. I have a sense of humor, bros.
Did you offer them some purse wine?
I should have.
By the way, I want to feature this person, What's Trending. It comes with the...
What?
It's sold out right now, so I have to wait until it's back in stock to feature it. But it's like a sizable tote, and it comes with a little corner that folds out at the bottom to put the wine tap in.
I've seen memes of that. I've seen memes of that. I'm like, when you're a businesswoman, but you're ready to party.
Sold out because I bought everyone.
All of them are sold
Kathleen's
out.
Kathleen's hoarding them.
I was going to feature them today. Yeah, they're amazing. I will feature them eventually. Okay, so Sam can go home and sleep. What did you learn this week? Sam, what did you learn this week?
I learned the alphabet. No, I learned that I am, which I already thought I was, but I am most definitely, I believe in spirits. That's what I learned this week.
How so?
Someone was following me this morning in my apartment and in my hallway, and they did not come outside.
No way.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yep.
So, like, how do you know that this is a thing?
There was a fire in my building, and I only know that because I tried to do some work in the apartment when I first moved in, and they couldn't because things were redone. And then when I asked the landlord what that meant, he goes, oh, there was a fire in this building. It's really old. So that's all. That was the end of the conversation. And then lately, not lately, I've lived there since for under a year. I'll move around and if I'm in the hallway especially, I'll just, that feeling that even whether you believe something or not, that feeling that you're not alone, you know, you're walking down the sidewalk and you're like, something feels weird and you turn around, there's someone behind you. You know, that's just that feeling that lets you know before you actually realize.
Yeah.
That feeling will be around me in the hallway. And I find myself like a video game, like darting down the stairs and then looking behind me to see if anything's up there and keep going. And I feel a little nutty because nothing's happened to make me do that.
Yet.
And I, yet, but today, for whatever reason, it started while I was washing my face. I was just like very aware of this feeling. And then I put my bag at the side of the door when I get my jacket and my bag just fell over and I jumped in the air. And then I went into the hallway and I'm like, all right, this feeling is very strong right now in the hallway.
You won't come to my apartment because my apartment's haunted and now you live in one.
We don't know that yet. And it might just be the hallway.
Also, check, do you have a carbon monoxide detector?
Yes.
Why?
Make sure, because a lot of times high carbon monoxide levels make people feel like there's something on their chest, like they're being watched.
Oh my God.
So a lot of times when people report ghosts, it's actually carbon monoxide. So check your carbon monoxide.
I prefer a ghost. That's a silent killer.
Be very careful with that.
My God. Okay.
I saw TED talk about it.
Great. So yeah. So I don't know. I'm going to sage my hallway or something.
Yeah. Sage it, carbon monoxide detect it.
Yeah. The two things.
Oh my God. Sam.
What'd you guys learn this week?
Kathleen, what'd you learn this week?
So do you guys know why pickles are served with sandwiches?
No.
Right?
Why?
It started way back in the early 1900s as a palate cleanser.
Get out of town.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's such a tangy, delightful taste. How does it cleanse?
When you go to fancy meals, I can't remember the word of the Italian ice that they give you in between courses.
Oh, I've only read about it.
I don't go to places like that.
They don't have them at Wendy's. I don't know.
In the Princess Diaries when they're having the
dinner.
She didn't
realize it was
sorbet?
Frozen.
Is it sorbet?
Yeah, like sorbet, kind of. But there's another word that I can't think of and I've been trying for a whole 24 hours. I haven't Googled it though. That's too easy.
Yeah, no, use your neurons.
Yeah, but it's a palate cleanser. It's like the tang will take away the taste of the meats and the cheeses for the next course or whatnot.
Okay. Hey, girl, how you doing?
That's crazy.
How interesting.
Well, not eat your pickle. Because I love pickles, so eat your pickle. And if you're not going to eat your pickle, can I eat your pickle?
Yeah, I'll eat your pickle too. Yeah. Hold the sandwich. Give me the pickles.
Exactly. Double cleanse.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
What about you, Bethany?
I read something in Vogue this week.
Did you?
I don't know how to pronounce this milk. Kefir? Kefir?
It's a kind Kefir. Or a brand.
Kefir?
It's Icelandic?
Kefir?
Yes.
So I don't know if it is a thing or not, but there was one girl that, Sam, the looks on your face, you're Winona Ridering at the SAG Awards right now.
Oh, yes, you are. Oh, you're oddly good at
pizza?
That.
Oh, my God. Your face is all over the place.
No, but I see spiders.
Kathleen!
Did you newly start Lexapro? Because that's another time that I saw visions was when I started Lexapro.
Oh, the med?
Yeah.
No, maybe I should get one,
or
though.
Wellbutrin.
Yeah.
Wellbutrin?
Couple hallucinations
These
for a couple weeks.
These all sound like Harry Potter spells to me right now.
You're a mess. Kefir, whatever.
Yeah.
This milk, I read in Vogue, there was a woman who puts it on her skin at night as a mask because there's something about the living enzymes that do something, like the living enzymes in me honor the living enzymes on you, and like you put them
milk?
On you, and then you like, so I did it last night, and I don't know, but it felt neat. And
your enzymes do look more living.
Thank you.
They're really fresh.
Thank you.
It's
so
liquid,
I don't know
though.
It's liquid, but it's thick enough that like you just sort of smear it on,
it's
and
like
then
yogurt.
Yeah, and then it's a little thinner than yogurt, but yeah, it's like it stays on more than you would think, and then I just sort of let it dry.
Okay.
It smells horrible.
Yeah.
But if you want to be pretty,
what are the benefits supposed to be?
I don't know. Living enzymes. I don't know. I just read it in an article and it was a picture of a model with a toothbrush in her mouth and she was putting it on and she looked really happy.
In the name of beauty, anything.
I just wanted to be as happy.
She looked really like chill, like the kind of girl I'd want to be if I was
cool.
a girl. So
I, like
I
this.
Put kefir on my face.
Kefir.
It's probably Kosher? Like pronounced quinoa, and I'm just killing it.
What no. is a quino?
I don't know. She knows nothing. She knows about crumpets. Full circle, mother.
I was eating my kefir and my crumpets. Watch
right.
my movies.
We love you. I hope you guys. I almost patted ourselves on the back. I hope you guys appreciated that we recorded a podcast last week.
I hope you guys realize how awesome we are.
That was terrible. Cut that out.
No.
I love you guys. Are you guys... Sam, go home and sleep. I'm worried about you.
Okay. Thanks. I'm surprised this is what it took to get worried about me. But yes, I am also tired.
Okay. All right. Namaste.
Namaste.